WATIG. That's the one I'm talking about for sure. And yeah, DMR has its limitations, especially over the air. And unless the individual's antenna is up way up, it doesn't have much coverage. You're either, you know, you're either in or you're out of the system. And unfortunately, it only has two time slots. And I would say this is the only repeater that only has maybe a couple of talk groups within a time slot. The rest of them try to stuff all these time talk groups in a time slot. So, you know, if you're sharing the same one, you try to use the other to get bonked out, which to me, I think they should limit. I mean, if I had it, I would limit it to probably just two, especially the more popular ones, but I don't know anything. So the WHCLN network is a tried and tested system. It's the only one that is really, really good for the state and operates, and people, they take care of it if something goes down or it's been taken care of. A lot of these other people own these repeaters. K9 DPD used to have one in Detroit. I don't know what happened to it. It's been off the air for a year. I'm not sure if he went to GMRS or what, but that was a good repeater, and that's where I got into the MI tech group, but he hasn't been on. Back to you, Tom.